This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and on our second hour, we are entering into the discussion of what I call, the Texas Highway, which is what they call it around the Midwest. But actually, this is an agreement that was made by President Bush, the President Vicente Fox, Mexico, and the Premier of Canada. And this was made a couple years ago, and this means you have a highway 10 lanes wide, covering from Mexico through the United States of America into Canada, and to be unrestricted traveled by truckers from other countries, uninspected, untalked with anything, foreign language. They have their own money. They have eminent domain rights. And this highway is being built over the largest aquifer in the world. This is the Quintela, and the water rights that come from that, which is one of the real issues here, is one of what is called the eminent domain property situation of who owns what and how is it taken. Briefly, in the year 2002, on the same day that the agreement was made between these three leaders of countries, and remember, this is an agreement, not a treaty. So if it's an agreement, that means Congress doesn't have to vote on it. On the same day, in the year 2002, the United States Supreme Court ruled in the Republican Party of Minnesota against White that the announce clause for judges was unconstitutional in the First Amendment. And so the announce clause, meaning the judges announce who supported them for re-election. So actually this opened the door for money to flow in basis on legal challenges or any judicial speech codes, including the limitations on any candidate's ability to have pledges, comments, or to commit. Each judge that ruled on this Texas Highway. One was Centra Company, which is one of the main companies that I talked about it was in September and October of last year. They're connected with Spain, which has a 99-year lease on the Central Highway and on the Texas Highway and on the SSP agreement. 99-year lease, they take the tolls, run it, and the whole thing. So you're paying with their money and a new money, and the United States of America is no longer called the United States of America, but is legally called now the Americans and the American. And that is in every textbook, starting from grade 5, grade 9, high school. You can look it up yourself and weep. Okay, Wanda, you're on.
Tell me something, Dr. Wynn. This Trans-Texas Corridor that you're talking about, the construction on this has not yet begun. Am I correct to understand that?
That is correct, but the eminent domain laws that were based on Kelso case in the Supreme Court has given these states the opportunity to do eminent domain right through through America.
Right, but the one thing that I also have come to understand is that an agreement is not a legal document, and therefore it's against the law. George Bush, what he did basically is he started a war that would give him executive powers to do things that normally he couldn't do under other circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We're gonna discuss the Texas Highway and this agreement after the break, and call in 800-313-9443.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities like mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching a fresh start, New American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES Pro is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. Get back your financial freedom. Call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and we're here with our guest, Wanda, who is one of the organizers of the and brainchild of the Trucker Truckout for April 23, 24, and 5 in Washington, D.C. One of the points I want to reiterate on about the judges who received political backing in forms of money when they were elected on the rulings for the Texas Highway with the Sentra Company, that was settled out of court for the Sentra Company's violation of the eminent domain laws under Kelso. $75 million under the table for that one. That was real money, real case, and that was a setup. We have two callers on the line who want to get one other point that Wanda was making about what the president did with the, quote, illegal war and the rest of it. Now, the point here, that they get back to square eight. Under the executive branch, the president, and this is the point in law, makes no laws but can cause executive orders which are designed to implement those laws already on the books as interpreted by the president. There wasn't any law to construct an agreement between two other countries for the Texas Highway concept in an agreement for the benefit, and here's the point, the beneficiaries of this whole economic scheme to change the United States of America to the Americans, which was in the agreement.
Against the law.
There isn't any law there. And number two, it's for the benefit of China, Indonesia, and India.
That's right.
Who make up the what's called the economy of scale of the economies from the Iraqi war of oil, which is sold to them under the guise, and here's the thinking that's loose-ended, that we would lose our economic product advantage for the corporations. I'm not against corporations, but I'm just speaking truth, that the product that's based upon the tariff situation of import-export law is for the benefit of keeping China, Indonesia, and India in profits so that we won't lose any business in our corporate structure. The irony and the hypocrisy of that is the fact that the corporations are outsourcing their material.
Everything. We've lost over 85% of our manufacturing in the United States of America because of the NAFTA agreement, the NAFTA trade agreement that President Clinton signed with all the other countries in the world that you just mentioned. And what that has done is to destroy our middle class. And with this Trans-Texas Corridor and, you know, President Bush wanting to allow 17,000 Mexican truckers into the United States, you know, starting in the next 30 days. He only wants to start with 1,000 as a test pilot program. But what that's going to do essentially is once those borders are opened up, that will be the full implementation of the North American Union Pact that he signed with Vicente Fox and Paul Martin in Canada. And that will, once the truckers lose their jobs, which they will to the Mexican trucking companies, if this is allowed to happen, it will be the complete demise of the rest of the middle class. And once that happens, we are now in an autonomous situation where we are, a poor, it's a poor class and a
we're
rich
a third
class.
World nation.
We will become a third world nation, effectively.
Is that what you? That's what you're trying to say there.
Yeah, that is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
And it cannot
You're right.
happen. And that is why I have organized this truckers boycott, because, you know, what is the most effective way to shut this nation down? It's with the trucking. Trucking is the blood that makes this country run. You know, everything is delivered through the truckers.
And one of the sentences I'd like to piggyback on there is something that is, that the public doesn't think about because they're just not consciously thinking about it. But the fact that, because I deal with intellectual property valuations, evaluation of what a patent might be, what its value is, and one of the things that happens is that a trucker, a trucker, as I see it, is delivering process to make a product,
yes,
or is delivering the product. Under patent law, you have a situation where you don't invent the process, you invent the product. And the whole issue here, you're absolutely right, you have these uninspected situations for making products or the process. The process includes such things as electronic parts of foods, food processing extenders for bread. If you buy a loaf of bread today, really look at the label. You'll find five extenders in there, two of them from India, one from Mexico, and the other, I don't know where it's from. And people talk about animal food. Animal food used to have animals that were already tumorous and infected put into the animal food. China last week said, "Well, we didn't sell any kind of poisonous gluten to America and the rest of it." Well, all they have to do is just look at their own tariff system and their own sign-offs in Long Beach Harbor.
Right.
And the whole thing comes down to the fact that that whole business, the truckers are not only the life's blood, they are the blood of the United States of America. I get a lot of calls from truckers. And that's why I call them I'm affectionately calling them the truck outers to take after your truck out situation. I call them the truck outers, or my little truck outers, because they're on their CB radios. They're ping-pinging out there. They're talking with each other. And what we're looking at is they tell me about the demise of America. They go through some of these small towns, and there are gravestones out there. These towns are already dying.
Yes.
We have a caller from that wants to talk to you, John from Tennessee. Is John still there?
I'm here, Dr. Wynn. Wanda?
Yes.
I'm a truck driver.
God bless you.
But if if I were to take my truck and park at the Capitol, they would arrest me. I'm delivering gasoline, so they would throw me in jail.
Well, you know what you can do is you can just drive by, you know.
Well, I do that on a regular basis, and I know what effect it can have, because here in Tennessee, we actually circled our state capitol a few years ago and stopped a state income tax from being enacted. So
well,
I know
what? That's exactly what we're calling for you guys to do, and we're hoping that you'll join us in this fight.
What you do, absolutely, and you can contact Wanda here, too.
What I wanted to say is I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully it'll be on one of my days off and I can go down without the truck and be supportive. But we have to remember what Ronald Reagan did when the air traffic controllers went on strike. So, I mean, you know, it's going to come to the point, I believe, Bush will either say go back to work or lose your jobs and we'll let the Mexicans deliver the goods.
You know something? Just as he threatens us, we can threaten back. And
I understand.
You know,
I understand.
We have power in this country that we're not taking.
I understand completely, and I agree with you. I guess what people don't realize that aren't in the industry. Like you said, I go into about 300 different delivery locations, large towns and small towns. And the gas stations that I deliver to, they're not owned by Americans anymore. They're either from the Middle East or some other part of Asia. And what we need to realize, Sean, what's his name? I'm not going to mention his last name, but the others that are on the radio, on mainstream radio, telling
right.
us how great the economy is and how housing sales are great, 9 million new jobs. Forget the fact that we have taken this nation's ability to produce the infrastructure for even things such as your underwear have moved south of the border. We can make Big Macs here, but we grow the cows for the Big Macs in South America. So as far as I'm concerned, the attitude of the people that are in a position to put things in order is that America has had its shot. Just like you were talking about the aquifers under this new highway, water is going to be the gold of the next 50 years. You're going to have a hard time getting water. I live in a little town in Tennessee where they're actually talking about putting meters on our wells, controlling the water. You can live without a lot of things, but you can't live without clean water. So
That's why. When I started out on this in the year 2003, never in my wildest dreams did I think that what happens inside our body, which I wrote about, and chloramine causes collateral health damage, that I would have every corporation moving out there that would end up affectionately calling me in their corporate boardrooms, and they do, the water baron. And they are so afraid of me that they send out scouts to try to find out what my next strategy is. We need to have an amendment to the United States Constitution that we have a right to vote on our food, water, and health care. And
one
that
other
was
comment.
Always...
One other
not,
comment.
Not that we have a right to vote, but that we have a right to those things without taxation, without any type of... I mean, you know, you said the word they. They want to put meters on the water. They are who we voted into office.
No,
they are not who we voted.
I don't believe they are who we voted into office. They are people that have taken control of those that we have voted into
office. Foreign governments that bought our water districts.
Absolutely, absolutely. One more comment real quickly. And this is not anti-Catholic, but when you look at who we have on the Supreme Court, who we have on the radio with syndicated talk shows, they're good little people that will obey the Pope, and we're allowing 20 million to come from south of the border with that same mindset.
Not on Parker Pathways, John. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker live, April 8th, Easter Day. One of the things that I wanted to mention, there are two things that are very important that Wanda's mentioning. Yes, this was always my thrust, that the city councils and the board of supervisors need to be challenged right up front in their face. They violate laws constantly. In California, they violate the Brown Act, not giving people an opportunity to speak about this subject, and the water contamination and the development of United Nations wanting to buy our water districts of the town and south of San Luis Obispo, that in mass went to the city council in the past 2 weeks and said they did not want the United Nations buying their water district. And when I first went out the door with this, United Nations, when I went eyeball to eyeball with the United Nations, who said that water is a right, then I went to the Gorbachev people and said, well, then if water's a right, we should have a right to vote what goes in our water. And this is the movement that I'm taking globally. And the whole thing comes down to the fact that the corruption in this country is so bad, they want the money. You talk about the Texas Highway, the Dallas City Council went to China to make the deals so that they could have their highway, that Texas Highway, give remuneration indirectly for all the deals that are going to made, also from the Gulf of Mexico, to allow China to drill 50 miles off of the Gulf of Mexico, which they're doing right now. So this was part of the other part of the agreement. So there's a lot to be said for the fact that you go face-to-face, America, If they're going to call us the Americans, the Americom, and no longer the United States of America, this has got to be shoved down the throat of every city council and every little town, every process of this. This is a rape and selling of America. And Mineta, the transportation chief who is in charge of the fact of being in charge of the transportation system, I can remember the discussion. Basically saying, we're selling America. That's how I got the title for the show in September. The fact, he says, we don't have the money, we're selling America. And he meant it.
You know what? There's 170 million working-class American citizens that have a voice and have power. And we can take that power if we can only unite and start fighting this collectively as a body. You know,
exactly right.
It says, united we stand, divided we fall. And that is an absolute fact. And right now, uniting the truckers is just the beginning, because we're not only uniting the truckers, we're uniting the farmers. We're uniting, you know, just working class concerned citizens. Just in 1 week, people, just since I put the website up, over 112,000 people have put the Save America Fund and truckers boycott information on their sites. That's 112,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's more than some of the largest websites that have been up for years get in a year. And, I mean, this has spread like wildfire, because it's like the season. You know, if you believe in God and you believe that there's a season and a time for everything, this is the time for this. And, you know, what in the past has been really, really difficult for people to organize and start and try to make happen has just been unbelievably successful. And like I said, 1 week. We started this on Wednesday, the 29th of March, and actually the 26th. And we're now, Monday will be 2 weeks. But I've answered thousands of emails, and every single one of them is positive, and every single one of them is from a trucker or a concerned citizen saying, how can I participate? How can I help?
Mm-hmm.
What can I do to you know, get my voice heard? And you know,
may
so
I help
just...
you? May I make a suggestion to help you, because you're doing
yes.
a good job?
Thank
is
you.
The fact that I have a principle that I stand by, that knowledge is extremely important. People want to help, as they feel so they don't have the power to do it. And the process of the principle I live by is knowledge, and the concept of making people aware of the knowledge and how it works. And I would like to offer my website, not the website, but the email, kwati@sbcglobal.net. God knows I don't need any more emails, but this whole thing is so important. I love the emails because I get a few, and they can, and then I'll pass on information to you.
Yeah.
And because I try to answer every one of them. And
same here. I answer
every one of them, see? And the whole thing comes down to the fact that I add the twist of the other things that they may not hear about. Excuse me. So I'm offering that to the truckers, and that's why I'm calling them the truck outers, because we lose this. We have lost really serious business about the Constitution validity, the over executive order concept under the Homeland Security Act as a front. We have a caller, Maggie, in Texas, that wants to talk to you, Wanda. I hope Maggie's still there. Okay. Maggie, are you in Texas?
Yes, I'm still here and still in Texas.
Hi, Maggie.
Hi,
Maggie.
Good morning, Wanda and Dr. Parker. A few minutes ago, the subject came up as to whether or not the Trans-Texas Corridor, whether work on that had begun. The answer is yes, it really has begun. I'm not sure whether eminent domain has begun, but work on it disguised as something else has started. And this is a link called the, they're calling it State Highway 130.
And it's a toll highway, isn't it?
I believe it's going to be a toll highway.
Yeah.
It's
Maggie, you stay. Can you stay on the air a minute, Maggie?
Certainly.
And well, I want to talk to you at the other end of the break. I want Wanda to hear something.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Be because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
This is Parker Pathways. Dr. Wynn Parker, live, April 8th. We have Wanda, who is one of the brainchilds and organizer and real patriot, to organize the truck out on April 23, 24, and 25 in Washington, D.C. Well, Maggie, I hope is still on the line because
yes.
There's something I want to mention. I think that is it true, as I understand it, that the Texas Highway on that toll road is a little outside of Dallas. Is that right?
That is not what I'm thinking of. I'm not thinking of anything in the vicinity of Dallas, no.
It's outside of Dallas.
What I'm talking about is a link of roadway that will connect the northern part of Austin to Georgetown, which is about 20 or 30 miles north. It is nowhere near Dallas, and
yeah.
I'm not sure what they're doing in Dallas right now.
Yeah.
But I know that this State Highway 130, maybe it's planned to go all the way to Dallas.
Yeah, the Highway 130, as
okay.
I understand it, is supposed to be, you're absolutely right, they're having it piecemeal and calling it something else.
Exactly.
They have a toll outside of Dallas and the whole thing, but they have a small sign.
Uh-huh.
And it says the Americans Highway.
Ooh, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, that is pretty powerful. You
that
know what I mean?
Pretty, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And get this. This is an Evangelio Centroamericanos, which means the friends of the Americans. And then on below that, in Chinese, Ecos Apatsa Fako, which is what I do for my Chinese listeners. And that means, and get this is beautiful. Mm-hmm. The title of my show is Parker Pathways, because mm-hmm. pathways in chemistry, pathways in metaphysics, uh-huh. pathways in everything. Guess uh-huh. what? Chinese for a pathway to the Americans.
Wow.
I swear to God Almighty, I cannot believe it.
Oh.
And the insult to the intelligence, they put it in Chinese, where the Chinese got the agreement with the Spanish, you know. I mean, we sold the whole thing, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I became aware of the part that is in the Austin and Georgetown area through a group called Envision Central Texas. And whenever you see the word Envision, you know to be careful right away. So somehow I got on their mailing list, and they had a big event about a year ago, mm-hmm. very fancy. It must have cost a lot of money, because they gave us both breakfast mm-hmm. and lunch, and it was very good. And it was a rah-rah session, and they talked about this wonderful corridor they were building that would just happen to be between Northern Austin and Georgetown.
Is there a chance that you could send me hard copy to Dr. Wynn Parker, P.O. Box 864, Millbrae, California, 94030?
Okay, P.O. 864.
Yeah, Millbrae, California.
B-R-E-I-G-H?
Yeah, M-I-L-L-B-R-A-E, California.
B-R-A-E.
Yeah, 94030. And we'll talk about this, because we're gonna help Wanda here in a way she wasn't counting on. We're going to explode this thing. And I think, because we haven't even touched the graft and corruption behind this agreement. We haven't even discussed that today.
Oh, I would really be happy to hear you do something on that. Now, I'm not sure how much literature I can from that.
No, just any little thing that's going on to that Envision and Plus, you know.
I will. I can send you the big postcard
that's the deal. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Listen, Maggie, God bless you. I hope you're having a good Easter, because we're going to blow a new rear end in this thing.
Well, the same to you and Wanda and everyone else. Happy Easter.
Thank you.
Thank you, Maggie.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah,
Maggie.
Wanda, would you be kind enough to give your website address so that the listeners can have that?
Sure. It's SaveAmericaFund.org.
You don't have the word freedom in front of it. That's the email, right?
Yeah, that's the email. The email is freedom@SaveAmericaFund.org.
But your website is what's important, is Save America Fund.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, that's good. Let's take a call from Dylan in Texas, if he's still on. Dylan, are you still there in Texas, too?
Yeah, good morning, Wanda. You're doing a fabulous job. And
Thanks, Dylan.
I know that experience in the hospital was hard, but you're walking history book, page out of history there.
She's a heroine in my estimation, because I've taken on this battle of the water and the contamination and the greed and corruption of Congress here and the whole thing in these countries. Wanda's right in that front line. It's a good thing she had that experience. God bless her that she's still up there.
Amen.
Believe me.
And Dr. Parker, you're just fabulous. The way you're able to talk, you're like you're a boxer in your prime. We need you, and
thank you, Dylan.
We need you on the Tonight Show. We need you on tonight's news.
I get a lot of people that are interested in me doing that, and right now I'm going to stick with RepublicBroadcast.org for other reasons, because I want to hit the audience that is going to be what
it's likely to take action.
Yeah, the ground action. You know what I mean? You know, like in the military, they used to call me in the military the slow boat to China, and all the people wanted to be in my unit when the battle was starting, because they came back alive. And I always used to get on court-martial and promoted in the field as an officer 3 times, because my men lived. But I was slow and cautious, and I went around, and every time I came back, the commander would be there, and he'd say, "Damn it, I say yes, son of a bitch." You know, excuse me for that. You know, he said, "You know, you took 3 hours longer." And I said, "Yeah, but all my men are alive, and we did our deal." And that's what we have to do here.
That's right.
We have to have the ground crew do it.
Boots on the ground.
That's where it's at.
A lot more deadheads are fixing to... What?
What kind of question do you have, Dylan?
Well, I just want to say that a lot more deadheads are fixing to wake up, no matter how this works out with the truck out on the 23rd, 24th, and 25th, and this whole rest of the year. No matter how it works, in our favor or not in our favor, a lot more of these people who really aren't thinking about the socio-political scene at all are going to wake up. They're going to have to.
And another thing, too, Dylan, if I may say this, look at the shelves in your grocery store, and you'll get your reality check real fast.
Mm-hmm.
The kinds of foods there, the signs that have to be put up there as to where the fruit came from, the lettuce came from, if the stores do that. Most of the second-rate vegetable stores are like artichokes from Ecuador. Eat one of those, and you'll get high from the cocaine.
I just need to say y'all will bless y'all. That's all I can say. Y'all doing a great job.
Listen,
Thanks, Dylan.
Thank you, and let's support Wanda here. And by the way, call back, Dylan, as soon as you can. Next week we've got a great guest coming up in 2 weeks, and going to blow your socks off as to what's happened in the legal system. Who is in Texas? Chris. Chris in Texas. Are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here. I got a couple comments. I had a premonition when I heard these trucks were going to be coming up from Mexico, and I know this New World Order people wanted the destruction of America. And when you just said Chinese pathway to America, what my premonition was they're going to use these trucks to transport Chinese military and put them in these, you know, underground bases. And from listening to Dr. Deagle, apparently they have, you know, guillotine stored in these underground bases. Another point I wanted to say was, what about people with just regular cars? I was thinking of taking my license plates off and taping over my BIN number and going park my truck down there.
Please do. This is for everybody, not just truckers. It's for legal American citizens and anybody that's, I mean, we're getting farmers saying that they want to take their tractors to the state capitals of their state. It's not just at Washington, D.C.
Transport food.
That's right. This is through every single state in the nation.
Contaminated food.
Yeah, and if you can't make it to the state capital, then go ahead and, Washington, D.C., then go ahead and go to your state capital and just circle the state capitol there, you know.
I tell you, I'd like to block off the governor's house, too,
That's right, do it.
One thing I wanted to say was, would you please keep repeating the time for people that don't have a website? Like, give them exact directions what to do. Say, like, on the 23rd, 12 p.m., go to your state capitol. You know, give us a time.
We're going to have that up on the website.
So we can all meet at a specific time at the capitol.
Yeah, you talk to Wanda. She's got that website figured out.
But y'all go ahead and repeat that for the people that aren't able to check out your website that are listening out.
Yeah, the next show that I have, I'm going to be talking a lot about science in medicine and convicting people in prisons with faulty lab work and that are in prison today that didn't commit the crime. And I plan to mention Wanda website and other particulars that relate to these ancillary issues on the trucking.
Yeah. I want to thank y'all for what y'all are doing, and may the Lord be with y'all in this endeavor, and may he make it successful for our side. Goodbye now.
Chris, you're a truck outer. I've deputized you.
All right. Thanks. I'm going.
God bless you, too. Bye.
Now, Wanda, that... The whole concept of the email that I have on KWATI at sbcglobal.net is for the people that want to make comments and work it through. I'll give you the information as it passes through, and then I'll add the other stuff if that's okay with you.
That's excellent.
Really, I'm not politically correct, as you're going to find out in the next 10 minutes. But the thing is that we're in a war of ideas. We're in a war of ideology with the world who have religious beliefs. I'm not against religious beliefs, but the whole thing comes down to the fact I'm not interested in some kind of religious belief that says only attack Americans.
That's right.
You understand
exactly.
What I'm saying?
Oh, my God. Exactly.
And another thing that's very real here, I'm not a bit interested in the Congress of the United States of America being in their 200-year cycle of the United States of America is no longer called the United States of America, and we're acting like the Roman Senate, where the easy thing to do was to have Hannibal on elephants go over the mountain and close the aquifer off of the water and take Rome. And the whole thing comes down to the fact that's in history. It's a little refined, but that's the truth of it. And that's what we're seeing here. We're seeing it done through the access to food, water, munitions, medicine, and everything else that's coming through on the truck. How is it that we're supposed to reconcile the fact of the trucking economy and where, and here's the key question, Wanda, and you're the one that can answer it. Where are the Teamsters?
Actually, you know what? We're waiting on Monday to hear from them. And Jimmy Hoffa has just heard a message that he, or a talk show he was on in Denver, and we're waiting to hear whether or not they're going to completely back the boycott. I've heard through the grapevine, through some of the Teamster truckers, that he's on board, but that he's waiting for final decision from what I was told was the family. Now, what that is, I'm not quite sure.
I know what it is.
Yeah, but anyway, that's what he's waiting for final, final go-ahead on.
Mm-hmm.
But we will find that information out on Monday,
mm-hmm.
and my guess is that they're going to back us.
I knew his father.
Yeah, my guess is that my feeling is that they're going to back us.
Yeah, good, because you can sit at the Teamsters headquarters and look right out the window and see the Capitol building.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not anymore. Hell, they all eat in the whole same cafeteria over there.
Yeah, well, Jimmy Hoffa came on this radio show in Denver, and I'm telling you, I was stunned to hear how proactive he's becoming on this issue and how outraged he is at what they're trying to do. And so I'm just standing in faith that this man is going to do the right thing and that the Teamsters are going to back this boycott and that they're going to join in the fight.
Well, you
just
said,
once that happens, it's
You said something real important right there that is something that has to be said, and I'm going to say it because I can. It's my private view, and I've shared it with the Parker Passway listeners a lot. We don't have the kinds of leaders that we used to have. And your sentence that you just said, well, you hope he can do the right thing, and you hope he can come in, that's an absolutely true statement. And I think, but what I'm finding and what I see as the push on knowledge base, we have to give these leaders, male or female, whatever you want to call it, some real, as the Japanese call it, ishinin. Ishinin is the inner will in the gut. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do know what you're saying.
And this country has gone to hell. We don't have people that would sit there in front of the Shinso altar and commit suicide because they didn't do the right thing. You understand that?
I do. I truly understand what you're saying.
They had that knife left to right or right to left. Right.
And
to
I
left.
Wish that was the, I wish that was the way our elected officials felt, because man, there would be a lot of them committing suicide right about now.
Right, because they got found out, Wanda.
That's right.
They got found out. They got found out on their legislation under the table lobby groups and these judges that are getting paid off.
Just think about it. I mean, Diane Sawyer and Barbara Walters are Committee on Foreign Relations members. What the hell are they doing in that committee?
Yeah, that's right.
These are supposed to be journalists that are supposed to be objective.
Exactly.
And they're not. They're completely bought off.
We are media-less in this country because they don't want to cover the stories. I'll give you a story that happened on February 1. United States President signed an executive order that said that the information that goes to the FDA and the EPA directors and plus other pertinent agencies now belong to him. And the whole thing comes down to this information that these directors use to make decisions no longer in the public domain. Also, the closing of 7 EPA science libraries to the public and to some of the scientists in EPA. Now, let me tell you something, in terms of this, you don't think this has anything to do with the truckers.
It has
everything to do with the truckers, because the whole value system of the evaluation of food, water, and medicine comes under these agencies.
Isn't there a huge battle right now going on, though, over that? Wasn't he basically told that he can't do that?
He can't do that. He's trying to hide under the Homeland Security Act.
I know. He's such a traitor to this country.
Yeah. I had when I first exposed some of the work that had been done on the contamination of the water, where I showed reproduction and developmental neurotoxicity in humans, a study that was done on January 26, 1998, and then the other study, which was one of, by the way, 700 peer-reviewed studies, it was titled by Dr. Hilsmeier. In 1998, they knew this. Drinking water, source of chlorination byproducts, risk of colon and rectal cancers.
And guess what's on the rise right now?
Yeah.
Colon and rectal cancer.
Yeah. Well, where do you think the water's being transported to the beverage companies? They make water from Mexico. See? This is why I'm into this battle. We're going to come in at the other end of the last 9-some minutes of Parker Pathways.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is Parker Pathways. Dr. Wynn Parker on our last few moments here with our guest, Wanda, who has been the brainchild of the organization of Trucker Truck Out on April 23, 24, and 25 in Washington, D.C. Very quickly, before we hand over the floor to Wanda for her or comments and summation. There is a story that's out there about making hemoglobin from cow's blood. And I remember when I was active in cancer research, we were working on that. That was a long time ago. And this has now turned out to be a product, a HemoCure, it's being called, and it's being clinically trialed in South Africa. This is a tremendous advancement. I had a little bit of part in that. This will revolutionize the whole concept of being able to transport oxygen and other kinds of nutrients that are part of the porphyrin ring of the hemoglobin. In the treaties that are signed with the EU over there and the whole thing, is that this is a product that cannot be trucked in case it comes to fruitation, only by special trucks that are going to be used. And I know this is a coincidence, serendipity, you might say. There are no accidents in information. And I find this a world-shaking development. And I'm going to have several shows on hemoglobin, the development from cow's blood, and its effect on treaties, and who will have the right to the transfusion. I've talked about this on many other shows. Okay, Wanda, I want to make sure that you get the last few minutes of our Parker Pathway show and give your website and your thoughts on our summation.
Well, thank you, Dr. Parker. You know, the thing that I just want every American to know is that we hold power, basically the balance of power in this country in our hands, I mean, and in our voices, because that's what our Constitution has given us protections for. And the only way that anybody can take that power away from us is if we give it to them. And, you know, when it comes to city councils and things like this, you know, people trying to make decisions that will affect you and your lives, we have the right to say no. But if we don't say no and we don't stand up and we don't do something proactive about, you know, forcing them not to do the things that
That's
they're
right.
trying to do to us, you know, they'll go ahead with their plan. And then we're going to sit back and watch things happen that just, I mean, adversely, tragically.
This is why I want a grand jury of science and technology, which I'm proposing nationally. The idea we have civil grand juries and criminal grand juries, but we don't have any grand jury of science and technology that affects our 21st century. These people on these city councils and the rest of it make these decisions that affect us with millions of dollars and hundreds of thousands of people, and they're not liable for their decisions.
And it's not enough anymore to write letters because they fall on deaf ears. They basically throw them away.
That's right.
You have to get up off your butt. You need to go down to the city council halls, the town meetings, things like that. You have to become active.
I hope that we have a chance to have another show, Wanda. I'm honored that you're on my show. I'm going to do everything I can to support you. And you know that you know my website, or you know my email too, and number, and we're going to talk. Is that okay?
That's great. I'm so happy to be here, Dr. Parker.
You're in safe ground here.
Thank you.
And KWATI at SBCGlobal.net, Dr. Wynn Parker. God bless Wanda and the rest of it that goes with that, because that is the real America. And happy Easter to all the people in those hospitals that are trying to recover. There's going to be a time that this is all going to come out right, folks. We'll see you on the next round of Parker Pathways.